welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Welcome back, everyone. It's Dr. Michelle, and this is the continuation of my Lent season. I am, again, if you are just tuning in, my season 2 of Trailblazers is going to be a little different than season 1 because I feel like that it's really important for me to take you through this journey of moving from one level or one space into a much bigger unknown space for me, and that is the steps to purchase a commercial building. It is a huge move for me, but I trust that as long as I remain on course and on track, that you will be able to not only go on this journey with me, learn the ups and downs and the setbacks and the growth of this process, but be able to celebrate with me and my companies when we do acquire our building. So for those of you, this is your first time tuning in, welcome to Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. The ultimate goal for this podcast is to give you the real about what it means to be a boss or a woman boss in this day and time. It's a lot of moving pieces for being an entrepreneur, especially as a woman entrepreneur. We have a lot of pressures and a lot of things that are placed upon us from society based off of antiquated mindsets and antiquated processes. It is up for us to stand together to be able to not only understand what these barriers are, but to be able to pull together and overcome and remove some of the micro biases that are out there in the business world towards women entrepreneurs, women small business owners, especially women of color. So today we're going to talk about getting settled in for me and what I expected and didn't expect with this process. Last episode, I told you about the move and how the first part of the move was so exciting and how that quickly within a few days completely fell apart with the second portion of the move. So we're in week 1 of me being at home. And it was really eye-opening for me and what happened, not just the physical side of it, but the emotional side of coming and working from home. For me, outside of the pandemic, I've always got up and got dressed and headed somewhere, right? The reason that I got the external office was because I know me as a worker. I am that person that I'm a driver. Like, literally, my personality is a driver personality. If you are a part of the Exceptional Woman Network, then we're going to actually insert some information so that you could be able to figure out what your personality is. But I've always been that driving force. And so I knew that for a personality like mine, working from home would probably be a challenge for me where other people can adapt to it, but it'd be a challenge because I won't ever get off work. And so I tell you that because for week 1, it was eye-opening. I got up on that Monday and got ready for me to get some work done and recognized that, hey, Saturday and Sunday was way longer than expected. My things were all over the place. It was all in pieces. I really wasn't equipped or set up for me to be able to start my Monday off as if I would have been if my office was still intact, right? And so I go and I try to get some things together, try to get my monitors together, get plugged in. But here's where the challenge is, you guys. I have eight businesses, active businesses, that require me to do things. And so work doesn't stop waiting on me to get my office pretty and set up. So what I found was in between meetings and phone calls and emails and things that I need to get done, I actually didn't get anything accomplished for that first week of trying to get myself established and set up. Literally, all day as I'm trying to navigate the business hours, and I use air quotes because we're going to do an episode about business hours because I got some questions for you guys. I want to hear your feedback and your opinion about this 9 to 5 thing. Well, like, I understand where it came from and why that became kind of the standard, but in this global world of technology that we're in right now, we're working with people from all around the world. Is 9 to 5 really conducive for work hours? But that's for another episode. Anyway, by the end of the week, my office still looked like it had just been dumped in the space that it was in because I didn't have time. There was just no time. No matter what I thought in my mind as I was sitting in my external office, I had written everything down, what was going to happen, et cetera, but actually when it began to play itself out, it didn't work at all. When I tell you, by the end of the week, I was emotionally drained. Not because I was tired, but because I was so frustrated that I, as a human being, wasn't able to execute things the way that I saw it happening in my head. So today we are going to talk about how you manage your expectations for yourself. When we become entrepreneurs and we become business owners, we understand the rules, right? Everyone tells us what we need to do. We got to get a business plan together. We got to get a financial plan together. We got to find our products and services and all of these steps, step 1 through 12, whatever that steps are for you to get settled and get established. But what we really talk about is what happens with us as just a woman, as a person, as a human being. How do we deal with setbacks? How do we deal with disappointments? How do we deal with just our own natural inner voices and feelings of change, especially? And this was a change for me. I went from knowing exactly where I was going every day. Everything was set up the way that it needed to be. I mean, the first week, it was even just trying to get my printers and things set up because I already had a printer because I have a home office that I do minimal work for, but it's already set up or whatever. But in order for me to do this day to day, because our home office is shared with my husband who works from home also. And so, again, we talked about it. We planned. This wasn't like I just woke up one day and decided that I was going to start working from home. We walked the house. We made sure that we figured out the spaces and what was going to happen. And this was written down and we was ready to go. And then reality happened and none of it worked out. So here it is. And I know some people are thinking, well, it's just the first week. Well, it is just the first week. But for me, that first week set the tone for me. And what I started seeing was the further and further and more weeks that I got in that mode of being at home and work is still demanding, and my company still needed things that they needed and what they were pulling, and I was all over the place, and I was preparing for international travel, and that's going to be a whole nother episode, and getting prepared for the business conference. It was so much different from me than what it was when I set up my external office in the beginning. When myself and my daughter-in-law found this place, it was exciting. We found this, we were looking at office spaces and taking pictures and trying to make sure that we got everything set up. And when we found I remember our first day after we got the keys or whatever, we were sitting in the empty on the internet and the phone folks to come in and get things set up. And we're sitting in the Florida conference room. There's no furniture. There's nothing. As a matter of fact, we didn't even have a roll of toilet paper. And luckily, my office was very close to home. So she ran back to the house to even get a roll of toilet paper. But we were excited, right? This was a new adventure for us. We were ready. And so it took a while. It took a while. We went and we were looking at furniture. We found printers. We went to Office Depot and had like four or five carts of things. Now, my controller at the time was not happy about none of these things. I'm just saying. But shit, I had a lot of fun. I remember my best day. The most exciting day for both of us was when the sign for inside of the building or the business to announce the corporate office came in, and the gentleman put this. I was floored. It brought me to tears. Like, this was a 18-year journey that I finally saw come into fruition. So I remember that time and that moment, and that excitement, and the fact that we were able to get it done. But here's the key to it. We weren't doing business. So it was easier for us to pace ourselves and be able to get things set up the way that we needed to and get the computers set up and start hiring people and bringing people in and doing the things that we need to do than what's happening to me now. I now have, at that time, we had one that we were focused in on. Now there's eight that we are focused in on, and those eight are fully operating entities. They have moving pieces. My businesses aren't online businesses. We have franchises. We have different industries that my businesses operate in that require different tools and resources and demand for their operation. And so it's not as easy as me just sitting behind a laptop and I can just run all eight because they're all sitting in a laptop or a computer. These are actual businesses with payroll and employees and different supply and demand, especially when it comes to the franchise, that has a whole different energy and pull to it. And before you ask, we have plenty of staff. We have a lot of people that work with us to make sure that these things are executed. But again, as an owner, there are things that require me to handle and take care of that no one else is able to do. I didn't take any of that in account when I was planning on this move because, again, this is the first time that I've had to move in the midst of operations of this many entities. And so I felt like that it was really important to have this conversation with you, my tribe, because these are things that I honestly wasn't prepared for. Logic tells me I understood that I was in the middle of operations and businesses and whatever, but the actual toll that it takes to get your office and your move and your things set up to the way that you need it to be set up, plus keep things going and navigating, something gets left behind, right? And so I think that if I look back on that first week, I think that the emotional drain that I was experiencing was just the human in me. I recognized that this was going to be a lot more difficult than planned. And so I wasn't prepared. And that hit me, right? It hit me hard because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm guiding people, I'm coaching people, I'm telling people what to do, and I'm failing myself. That's what I felt. And so again, I promised you that throughout this process that I was going to be very transparent, not only about the growth and the things, but also the setback and the emotion and the financial toll and all of those things. I'm going to be very transparent with you because as first generation business owners, sometimes we don't have people around us that can help us navigate through these moving pieces and these changes. We're not really prepared for it. We haven't seen it before. And so we don't know what is coming down the line. And for a lot of people, it's really, really hard and impactful. So my role is to make sure that as much information as I get, I pass it on to you, my tribe, to help you. This may not apply to some people. You may have always worked from home and everything is set up, but I want you to take in account these changes that I'm going through because at any point in time, even if you move your residence and you're still in operation, you have to take these things and account for these shifts and changes that I'm incurring that I didn't really prepare for. So, to that week, at the end of that week, I was really emotionally tapped. I felt like that I had failed. I felt like that, how am I supposed to record this podcast and tell them about this Lent season and been so excited about preparing for this commercial move when I can't even get a monitor and things plugged in and get myself settled? And it came to me that that's exactly what I'm going to tell you on the podcast. I'm going to make sure that you know how I felt and what it did to me and what that impact is, so that maybe for someone else out there, you're one, not going to feel alone if you have the same feelings, but two, maybe my inability to completely plan this, and I won't really say inability. I just wasn't prepared, right? It's just natural. I wasn't prepared. I know my businesses. I know what my demand is every day, and I expected superhuman capabilities to be able to get this accomplished, and or and throughout these past few weeks, I'm recognizing that that's impossible. The expectation that I had for myself is literally impossible. So I'm going to have to regroup. I'm going to have to figure out a new plan. I'm going to have to come up with new parameters so that I can make sure that my businesses don't suffer as I am trying to get myself in a order to be able to work on the businesses every day. It is that circle that I'm happening. So the lesson for today is give yourself grace. Things that you are doing right now, learning how to prioritize what is really, really extremely relevant and focus your energy on that. And the other stuff, you have to plan out and pace yourself. You have to be prepared for that. That is in any circumstance with your business. When you are first starting out and you're so hopeful and you're so excited, just like I was about this move, you're excited about the outcome, right? You're excited about the end. But then you get into it and you get started and the money isn't looking right, or maybe there's a breakdown in the delivery of your products, or you're not getting the clients that you expected that, or the people that you were following promised you if you just followed their method that you would actually get. And so now you're hurt and you're let down and you're struggling financially and emotionally and you don't know which way to turn. Then my biggest advice is don't quit. Like, don't quit on yourself. You're gonna want to quit. After the first week, I know it sounds crazy for people, but after the first week, I was like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I should have just kept the damn office because this is way too much. I can't even have a Zoom. Like, I literally was roaming around my house trying to find spaces to host my Zoom calls and my meetings and things that happen. I usually have 3 to 6 meetings per day. And so I'm trying not to interfere in what's happening with my husband, who has been working from home for a while. So he has meetings and he has things that his system that he already has set up. And so now I am in different spaces and in different rooms, and I feel like that I'm just all over the place trying to keep business going when, and then I go and I look at my dismantled office space, and then I just got really frustrated, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't. I don't even know what I was thinking. I'm not, somebody else is probably more built to do this. And I have to move through that space. I have to move through that mindset that stirred up everything that has ever happened in my career of people telling me what I couldn't do, or projects that didn't get completed the way they need to, or things that didn't turn out the way, like everything came back flooding like a tidal wave into my mind. And the one thing that I do understand is the brain. And so your brain is equipped to find the negative that happens in life. That's just what we're just kind of conditioned for. So you have to retrain your brain to handle setbacks and adversities so that it doesn't throw you into a spiral of not being able to function. And so I'm recording this for two reasons. One, I want to, as I said before, I want you to be aware of what this really looks like. There's so much out there on the internet and social media and people that are marketing to you because they want you to buy their plan or attend their class or go to their conference and et cetera, et cetera. So there's these marketing rules that are out there of how you put this out there and what your flyers should look like and the things that you should highlight. I mean, it's, we all know. But there's very few pieces of information out there that's just the reality of things. And someone being truly transparent about the ups and downs that this journey actually brings to you. So after week one, I didn't have a solution. Week one, I was emotionally tapped. I was emotionally drained. The second reason that I'm doing this is because it helps me too. It helps me to be able to have this conversation with you in a safe space with my tribe because I can talk it through. There's so many times that you can sit by yourself and you're trying to work things out in your own mind, in your own head, and it just keeps ending up digging deeper and deeper and deeper into hopelessness and bad results and outcomes that you actually end up giving up on yourself. And so I am talking to you. We are going through this journey together. I have a plan. I have an executable plan. But this day-to-day navigation, the day-to-day emotions and things that are coming to me, I didn't plan for. I wasn't ready for. And so you, as my tribe, you're going to be my conversation piece. You're going to be my folks that I can be able to really be honest and transparent about what I'm going through so that we can have these conversations. I hope that my journey and my transparency will help someone out there be able to navigate through any obstacles and setbacks that you are incurring. So back to giving yourself grace. Plans are there. Make sure that you set up your fundamentals and your structure and everything that you need for your business. But there are things that you may not be prepared for. The emotional toll of being a woman entrepreneur, you may not be prepared for. And I'm here to tell you today that that's okay. That is okay. Even the best of us, the most successful people out there, feel the same feelings that you are feeling. It's not just you. It's not about money. It's not about status. It's not about expertise because we are just human beings. And there are things from our present, our past, our upbringing, our community, our support systems that are going to impact how you overcome adversities. And so at the end of my first week, even though I have my own support system, I think my struggle was, how do you, as an expert, when you position yourself as an expert and you have people that are looking to you for guidance, how do you make peace with your own humanity and your own limitations and still remain feeling and knowing that you are still an expert? And so I think the answer that I have for you right now is that you are very honest with not only yourself, but the people who are connected to you, so that they can understand the true lessons that it takes to be a successful woman entrepreneur out here in this day and time. Not the propaganda, not the flyers, not the postable stuff, but this is the hardcore facts, and this is what's happening. So that's my transparent moment. I am giving myself grace with the fact that things haven't turned out the way that I expected, but I'm still going and I'm still trying. And so more to come. And, you know, this lesson has actually taught me. I talked to my team about the fact that I think I want to start an after dark type of series so that you can kind of get the nitty gritty about behind the scenes. So stay tuned for that. But look forward to our next episode when we are going to talk about this topic. It's not me, it's them. We'll talk about that journey on our next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.